And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the writer who once wrote of a character, "She looked like a tomato struggling for self-expression." P.G. Woodhouse, Pelham Grenville Woodhouse, born in Hong Kong, 1881. His father was a British magistrate in Hong Kong. P.G. Woodhouse, who gave us the harebrained Bertie Wooster of Blandings Castle and his valet Jeeves. Woodhouse grew up back in England. Family didn't have enough money to send him to university, so he went to work at a bank in London, which he found tedious. He started writing stories for a boys' magazine and then wrote a comic piece called Men Who Missed Their Own Weddings, which was so popular that he quit the bank and began writing full-time, which he did for the rest of his life. He wrote lyrics for musicals. He wrote screenplays for MGM and stories and novels. The first Bertie Wooster and Jeeves novel was Extricating Young Gussie, 1915. P.G. Woodhouse, who wrote 7 days a week from 4 to 7 p.m., but never after dinner. He began each novel by writing over 400 pages of notes, including an outline and a plot. He said, "For a humorous novel, you've got to have a scenario, and you've got to test it so that you know where the comedy comes in, where the situations come in, splitting it up into scenes. You can make a scene of almost anything and have as little stuff in between as possible." It's the birthday of the poet Virgil, Publius Virgilius Maro, born near Mantua, Italy, in 70 B.C. His father was a farm worker. The boy was sent off to Rome and Naples for his education in philosophy and rhetoric. He planned to become a lawyer, but he was too shy, so he wrote poetry instead. His work so impressed the Emperor Augustus that he was given 2 villas to live in and a generous stipend for the rest of his life. He set out to write an epic poem about the country, called it the Aeneid, the story of Aeneas, one of the soldiers in the Trojan War, traveling home from Troy to found a new city that would become Rome. It's the birthday of Helen Hunt Jackson, Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830. Went to school with Emily Dickinson, became a novelist, wrote a novel called Ramona, about a mixed-race Spanish woman and her Native American lover. And it's the birthday of the historian Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., Columbus, Ohio, 1917, author of The Age of Jackson and A Thousand Days. Here's a poem by William Nodder, Wyoming Highways. Most of the traffic is pickup trucks caked in bentonite from the methane roads, or one-ton flatbeds with dually axles and blue heelers balancing on the back. But the blacktop slicing through rabbit brush flats and weather the color of heated steel is perfect for opening up a highway-geared American car from the days of cubic inches and metal. You could wind that Detroit iron up to a sweet spot well above the posted limit where torque will casually pull the grades. The car would rock on the springs and growl from deep in the carburetor throat, yanked wide open, gobbling down pure light. A poem, Wyoming Highways, by William Nodder, from Holding Everything Down, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.